Good morning, Rabboisai. Le'ilu nishmasim mirosi ruspas Mordechai. The Parnas HaChodesh, Shmuli Hecht, in honor of David Zlatnik, F200. Akiva Solkowitz, F94. The Olam has to learn these numbers. Balpeh. Flavish 94. Shalom Rand. Is Shalom Rand in the house? No. 202. Shmuli Davidowitz. Not Davidovich. Davidowitz. B202. And official 8-minute daf yomi committee by Rafael Grosskopf. Lili Nishmas. Marina Rebbe Osher Freind. Zeich Tzadik Lebrocha. Ben Rebbe Chaim. Achosid. Rebbe Aryeh Mordechai. Zechon Lebrocha. Nestalik Ginzim Rebbe Motzi Yom Kippur. Tovshin Samach Dalet. Lili Nishmas Keni. Marina Rav. Reb Moshe Yoa Koin Khan, Zechurin Lebrocha, Nilva. Yud Beis Tishrei, Tavshim Emtes. By Mordechai Kranzer, Aaron HaKoyin Kranzer, Mazel Tov on your Bar Mitzvah. May you continue to follow your father's footsteps and bring much nachas to the family and all of Kala Yisrael. Natig, success in Parnasa. I love the short and sweet ones. In honor of Josh. Did you know somebody's sponsoring for you? Get over here, Josh. I don't know. Josh is a shy guy, but we're going to have to, over here we work on the shyness. I know he doesn't want to. I might have to go over to you. I'm going to have to go over to you, Josh.
He's not coming to you, you better
have to go to you. You got the camera ready? I'm going to him, going to my left. In honor of Josh, Taki Shiryangi, how do you pronounce your name? Hold on. Shalom Aleichem, Josh. You are hereby invited to my house for Shabbos. You coming for a meal? Okay, Yishkoyach. Who jumped on the MDY bandwagon and been fortunate to attend Shiurim in person these last few weeks as his chos that he should find the Shidduch. P.S. He'll be in RBS for Sukkos. So if Reveli wants to have an interesting guest, he's never turned down a meal. From all his loving friends, Yishkoyach Josh. Sponsored by Mark Ashkenazi, a good yar, my fellow Muncie Atzala guys won in on the hack. So a big shout out to the growing group of Muncie members. RH. What does RH stand for?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. Rockland Hatzala. Rosh Hashanah 144. Rosh Hashanah 170 ALS Medic. Rosh Hashanah 183. Yom Kippur 95. Rosh Hashanah 158. And me, I'm Rosh Hashanah 80. Rabbi, all Rosh Hashanah guys that want to be starved for this year, Mark is sponsoring the free Gemaras for them. All the rest of the closet MDY Rosh Hashanah guys, time to chime up and call the base. Your favorite member, dispatcher, awaits you. Huh?
Just in case you were wondering.
Yeah. Shmona Chad Shaimacha, what? You're at Tzala? You have a radio call? What is it?
RBS.
RBS.
There is no RBS. We just 8 numbers. No letters.
You guys are schwach because you're a small group. 8-1.
2-1.
From now on, Dr. Factor, 8-1-2-1. Shmuley Hech, by the way, the Paras HaChodesh, F-245. Anyways, if anyone...
Your number is 8-1.
You know, I was once... I get made fun of Ade Mazen in Chicago. There was no Atzala back in the day. And I was doing a wedding. I was a caterer. And I take a look and I see like a woman on the floor. Just so I didn't know what to do. Like I run to the mic. That's the only thing I did back then. I was in charge of the mic. I grab the mic. Is there any Atzola in the house? Atzola in the house? I'm like, there's no Atzola in Chicago, dude. You're from New York. What's going on? Like it was like in bread. Atzola, yeah. What's the number of that? I don't even remember anymore. Fine.
Whatever.
So some doctors got up and whatever.
A lot of doctors in Chicago.
I don't want to say the end of the Maisa. Rabboisai, a little bit of an update. First of all, I want to read this. I ran back to print this email because I got at least 5 of these. And this one I liked a lot. So I went back home and I printed this. It says, please keep my name anonymous. That part I don't like. Dear Rebelli, a few days ago, I tested positive for COVID. I guess it's not such a nice thing to have COVID, so he's anonymous. I was forced to daven Yom Kippur in my home. I dreaded this. I've never davened b'chidus on Yom Kippur. I was afraid I would zip through the davening and have an incredibly unfulfilled Yom Kippur. I did the best I could with singing a few songs I can remember myself. But everything changed when I reached the Avodah. For the first time in my life, the Avodah actually meant something to me. I finally understood what I was reading. Yes, I read the English as well. This is all thanks to you and the MDY team. The charts from Yuma, especially chart of the Beis HaMikdash that I use in almost every shir, was seared into my brain. While my body was on my living room couch, my head was in the Beis HaMikdash. Thank you for making my Yom Kippur better than I anticipated. Hashem should bless you and all those around you for all the work you do. Anonymous. Beautiful.
Should have put his name
in. And Yochanan Itzkowitz wrote something. He wrote that the first time in his life, Achaz, it was seared in his brain, the blood on the Mizbeach, the one, the two, not Stam a number, Achaz, it's a nice song. What? People that learned Yuma know what we're talking about. A few people, a bunch of people wrote to me. What? Oh, who? Rabbi Schoenberg. Yeah, everybody was thinking about a Nachum Karev. I'll tell you a story. For the new guys, so I went to the shul, the Churva, and I'll just say it quickly because you guys already know the story. Real slow. There was a sewer back up in the Churva, and in the Churva, they're grunics, and they do not wear any kind of shoe or sandal or slipper on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. And I used to do the same thing back in the day until I got a piece of glass stuck in my foot. So there we are. I'm watching these guys going to the bathroom. They had no choice. They go step right through the sewer back up. Fine. And then when came Anachon Karim, the grunics, they go all the way down. They don't do it on their knees. It's flat out. So I was so excited. It's going to be the first time in my life, flat out. So I get, but the whole base measure, they do it in two shifts because there's too many people. First shift, I'm in the second shift. I get down and all, and I'm Baruch Shem, smelly sewer sock right in my face. And that stopped the whole thing. So I was all excited. Yesterday, I sit next to the chazan, and I got my little spot there, and I'm not going to have a smelly sock. So I get down, va'anachlu koirim. The gabi, the shul, decided to go help the chazan. Get up, Yuval Melamed. Two shoes right in my head. Bam. I was like unconscious for 3 minutes. So whatever I go, I get something. Okay, fine. I told him. He loved it. He's laughing. Yeah. Zuchtig, I just want to give you a quick update here. We have over 100 new guys that joined for Rosh Hashanah. But what's crazy is that 65 current members brought people in. That's very weak. That means only 35 people from other sources. 65. There's a lot of cheating going on here. Don't forget, Rabbi Isai, the way it works is you go growtheshear.com if you want to bring a friend. And what you can win is a full shas or the MDY tour. Nisanel Gans, I guess he's sponsoring this by himself because he added another ticket. So now it's two tickets. Father and son, come to Eretz Yisrael and hang out with Nachman Seltzer. We're adding a few more things. You could hang out with Avi Mandelbaum and learn how to blow a shofar. What else do we have, David? That was it? There's a few more. Oh, seriously, you hang out with Rabbi Pesson. Rabbi Pesson is a big one. He's a big star here in the neighborhood, and he might even be able to bring you to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So it's getting better and better, this trip. Dan Rubinoff brought some friends, Mordechai Rozalski, Tzvi King, Danny Fine, Ovadia Berg, Hill Friedler, Chaim Landsman, Shmuley Hecht, Moshe Rosenfeld, Yoel Bergman. Wow, you guys know who Yoel Bergman is. Daniel Green. Now, additional sponsors, unbelievable. By the way, you could pay up your Yisker bills here. You young guys don't know what I'm talking about. But over here, mdysponsor.com. Wyman Family, 20 Gemaras. Aaron Bloomer, Ben Landy, 25. Donnie Sohan, Peretz Rappaport. Tom Moshe, Yaakov Soled, 10-10. Jeff Friedman from Lincolnwood. Ugh, I don't have all these. There's a very nice place. I don't have the list here. Yaakov Roth, listen to this one. Yisuchar Beirish Rothbaum. That's how he pronounces the name. 50 Gemaras. That's like $1,200 more. Saul Feldman, anonymous, 50 Gemaras. Joel Gedalius, 8. Daniel Rosenberg, Parachius Sorcher, $180. Yishkoyach Golem Ma'oy to all these guys. We're still missing about 35 grand. Not me, Nisanel Gans. Do we have time for any more? Let me just read this because It's Negea. I actually forgot a very important thing. So, Anonymous, if you remember, so I forgot. His name is Joe Green. He wrote this email. And he says, I started to share an Erev Yom Kippur, but only managed the first Amud. So after Kol Nidrei Ma'ariv, I was tired. Although tired, I knew I needed strength. I sat down to try every night. I learned, fine. He learned Amud Beis. As I spilled over to Yom Kippur's daf and learned the words about Yom Kippur, I felt a true kiss from above. It was amazing. First line, Amatzah Yom Kippur, talks about Yom Kippur. I finished the sugi, prepared me for shul the following morning with deeper understanding of the pasuk Tikku b'chayyid shayifar. On a separate note, after I avoided, the tears came to my eyes as I recalled all the amazing pictures from Yuma, which brought the story to life and could start to comprehend what it was, what we're missing, having Yom Kippur without our Beis HaMikdash may be rebuilt b'karov. Thanks for your amazing shir and helping me keep up with the daf. Good kvittel, Anonymous, if you remember. So yishkoyach. Now, what did we learn yesterday? That so, Miyam Kippur, what's the Lashon? Let's look inside, because usually it's Miyam Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and over it says, Kol Mizanay Shalom Ksuvim Loim Rosh Hashanah, Va'ad Yoim Kippur. So, it's an amazing thing, but it also says here that one should be careful not to overspend. So there's a bir halacha here I want to point out, Tuf Kuf Chaf Tes. And he says like this, very cute thing. The women shouldn't be listening now. A person should be careful what he spends during the week. Not for Shabbos. Rashi says here, right here on this Amud, you got to be careful from spending too much. Because in those days, they didn't have credit cards. You get to the end of the year and all of a sudden you're stuck. So if you want to buy a nice car, you have to wait to the end of the year, see if you have money. If you don't have money, it might not be in the cheshbon. He says, in our days, we have to be really careful with this. And he's talking about 100 years ago. Today, even more so. They don't know how to budget their money. To get rid of the stuff you don't need. You don't need a fancy car. It destroyed people. Brings people to steal, to cheat in business, and to busha. Now here's the kicker. There's a lot of reasons. The biggest reason is, Huayidei Hanoshim. I promise you, that's what he writes here. Women, the wives spend too much money, he says. And then the Chofetz Chaim says elsewhere that if a woman really wants to spend something, she needs to spend it, you tell her no, but Kolom is a noise of Shalom Ksuvim. He says there's a heter for Shalom Bayis to let her spend. But it's funny that even in those days, women with the credit cards, same issue. Moshe Hirsch, Yishkoyach for the beautiful Ari Merkaz. And this is an 18-page full of, you get to meet all different people. Akiva is always in here every week. But you have, if you want to see who Shlomi Klein is, here he is in the front. All right. Zok Tehele Gimar Daf. Today is Daf Yud Zayin. Tanu Rabbanan. I don't know if I should start talking about sukkahs. Yeah, sukkahs. Every single morning, Be'ezer Hashem, in my sukkah. Some people came over to me. Oh, you said I had a beer. No, you don't have to be in the Beis Medrash from Thursday. Just saying that it's better if the people are from the shir, people that listen to the shir. If you live in Efrat and you want to come 100%, you should come. You don't have to be in the Beis Medrash. I was just saying, sometimes there's freeloaders. Oh, there's a free breakfast. Yes, there's going to be two chefs every single morning in my sukkah. Sukkah is 1,000 square feet. It's massive with waiters. It's going to be gewaldig with wine in the morning, pancakes, omelets, everything. So come one, come all. It's after Shachris. After Shachris Musav over here in Bnei Yeshivas. I don't know. It's about 10:30. The schedule is different on Yontif. 8:30 Shachris. After Shachris, come to the sukkah. We start eating. And then there's a shir in the sukkah. If somebody, I'm sponsoring all the shirim. What's his name? What's the nurse's name? Bensi Novak, he's sponsoring one day. Is he here? I saw him in the morning. Here he is, Bensi. Get over here, Bensi. All right, we got to start. Zog the Gemara, Torah Rabbanon. No, no, no. The shear is in my sukkah. You understood the omelet part, but you didn't understand the shear part. Nachamal. Shmuel Eliwat, get over here. Let me explain to you. There's no davening in the Bismarish, not early, not later. Oh, there's a 9 o'clock minute. Torah Rabbanon. Fine, here we go. You guys could just, I don't know, this is like a 25-minute introduction. Torah Rabbanon. Yontov Shechal Liyos B'Shavis. B'Shama Yoimrim Mispalil Shmoina. Okay, we know what we do, but it comes from this Gemara, and I think it's amazing, Rabbi Yisai. We're 2 days away from Sukkot, and we're discussing Sukkot. We're discussing the tefillah of Yontif. It's beautiful stuff. Yontif Shechal is B'Shavis. Yontif on Shabbos, what do you do? B'Shama Yoimrim Mispalil Shmoina. Typically on a Shabbos, how many brachas are there in Shmoina Esrei? Seven. Three in the front, three in the back, one in the middle. Say Beishama, you add another bracha for Yontif. Oimer, Shal Shabbos b'fini atzma, v'shal Yontif b'fini atzma. It's a whole individual paragraph just for Yontif. Ubeisil oimrim mispalil sheva. So that's what we do. You say the regular, you say vatitin lon. Umatcha b'shal Shabbos, umishsayim b'shal Shabbos, v'oimer k'dushu sayim b'emtza. So what you do is, you say vatitin lonu, esyoim chagasukos hazeh, but then, you finish off Mekadesh HaShabbos. Rebbe Yoimer, and Rebbe says, and this is how we paskin, Avchoysim bo Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael v'azmanim. Even in the end, in the brochat end, we stick in Yontif. It's not just enough to say Chag HaSukkos HaZeh. You also have to say Mekadesh HaShabbos, okay, that we do, Yisrael, v'azmanim and Yontif. So we stick in Yontif. That's what we do today. Tori Talin Kameh de Ravino. There was a Tana that spoke, a Tana, meaning the person that says over the braises, Mekadesh, like we had yesterday, the one that was blind, saying over the braises, another one. Mekadesh Yisrael v'ashabos v'azmanim. So, the Gemara is saying, Hashabos Yisrael v'azmanim. He's saying, Yisrael v'ashabos v'azmanim. These two words are reversed. Hashabos, what comes first, Shabbos Yisrael, or Yisrael and Shabbos? Mekadesh Yisrael, Vashabos Vahazmanim. Omar Leis Ravina didn't like it. Otu Shabbos Yisrael Mekachile. Voshabbos Mekacha Vekaima. So Shabbos was Kodesh from day one. Explains Rashi. On Yontif, you could say Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmanim. Because Yisrael create this manim. Yisrael. Klai Yisrael decides when Yontif is going to be, depending on the moon, and Bezin has to decide. So it's Yisrael v'Azmanim. But over here, if you say Yisrael v'Hashabbos, there'll be confusion. People will think that Yisrael are the ones that are deciding Shabbos. No, Shabbos is first. Shabbos is from Sheshes in Mei Bereshis. Says Gemara, Ela Eima, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael v'Azmanim. So that's what we do. Mekadesh HaShabbos, first comes Shabbos. Yisrael v'azmanim. So again, now that we're saying the Shemoneh Esrei, in 2 days from now, we have a little bit of an insight why it goes in that order. Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael v'azmanim. Okay, we're not in 2 days, but on Shabbos. Omar Rav Yosef Halacha Kerebi, that you have to be maskir both. You mention Shabbos and Yontif at the end of the bracha. Ugedet Torah Ravina, and like Ravina just explained, that Shabbos comes before Yisrael. Everything is great. It happens to be that the Bi'ur Halacha says, by the way, that if a person skipped over the mention of Shabbos, he's not Yoytza. But if he skips over the mention of Yontif, he is. I mean, the Machloikas, the Chavetz Chaim seems to go with that. Tana Rabbana. Shabbos Shechal Liyos B'Rosh Chodesh. If Shabbos falls out of Rosh Chodesh, Oy B'Chol Shel Moed. Here. We're going to have Shabbos Chol Hamoed coming up now. Arvis v'shachris u'mincha mispalil sheva. So, for shachris mincha ma'ariv, or it starts by ma'ariv, so you daven seven brachas. V'oimer me'ein hama'oira. You stick in yala v'yavoy ba'avoida b'ritzei. Sounds familiar? Yes, that's what we do. V'im lo yomar. And if he forgets yala v'yavoy, machzir noy, so he has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Where you're supposed to say Alanisim, Hatoiv Shimcha Ulchona Eloidais. You stick it in over there. Since I mentioned Ritzei, I want to point out we have the privilege in our shul. We have one of the best chazanim in the world. We have two of the better ones, but one of them, his name is Simcha Sussman. Right now he's in America. They hire him over there. So Simcha Sussman, almost every time when he gets to Ritzei, even on Shabbos, he cries a little. Well, he sings. Yeah, fine. But when he, in Maidim, because it's such a beautiful tefillah, we say it so fast, the Haidah, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for just that we're alive, that we could see, that we could breathe, and all these things. Beautiful tefillah. But he, even on Shabbos, he gets choked up. Anyway, V'im Loyomar, Machziri Noisoi. Rebbe Lezo, Oymer Baida, you say it by, you put the Yalavi Yavoi, where Alanisim goes. Ube Musafim Matril, Bishel Shabbos, Messiah, Bishel Shabbos. And by Musaf, you start with Shabbos, you end with Shabbos, Voimer Gdushas Hayoim, Be'emtza, and you mention Yontif in the middle, Ves Yoim, Hasukas Hazeh, but it ends off with Shabbos. Reb Shimon Gamaliel, Reb Shmuel Benoi, Shabriachim, Reb Regoimim, Kamakim Shuskank, Lisheva, Matril, Bishel Shabbos. Anytime there's a seven Brachash Mun Esrei, Matchil b'shul Shabbos u'misayim b'shul Shabbos. Vo'ei mekdushas hayom be'emtza. So they hold that you don't do your own little thing. You don't finish off. You don't do anything like we discussed. Amar Avuna in Halacha Goy says, Zog, we passing like Rebbe that you finish off mentioning Yontif at the end of the bracha. Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael v'azmanim. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav. We're talking about a person who forgot to make an Eruv Tchumen, Eruv Tavshilin, and Rashi says we're talking about a Thursday, Friday, Yontif, going into Shabbos. Two-day Yontif, going into Shabbos. So, what do you do? Omer Rav Chiya bar Rashi, Omer Rav, Ani Achodam Eruvay Tchumen, Miyontif L'Chaveroi U'Masna. So, once again, Eruv Tchumen. This individual, he wants to hear a drasha from a Rav that lives outside of the 2,000 Amma boundary that he's permitted to walk on Shabbos, let's say from the outside of the city. So let's say you live in Borough Park, from the Utrip on. That's already Mechutz L'Machna. So it's a different country. I don't know what it is over there. No, over there it's different houses. It's fine. Don't take this la'alacha. So if you live in a certain place, you're at the borderline of your town, you only have 2,000 amas from that point. However, if you set up tent, you're kind of shvisa, 2,000 amas out. So you have another 2,000 amas from that tent on. So you don't need a tent. All you need to do is put two meals down. But you forgot to put the two meals out. And it's a two-day yontif. So what do you do? I want to be able to walk on Shabbos. So I make it tonight. On the first day of yontif, he said, listen, one of these 2 days is not even a yontif. It's just a suffix. I don't know what happened in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know when they were Mekadosh the month. I didn't get the notice yet. So I'm making a two-day Yontif. So if today is Yontif, just ignore everything I did. And I'm going to do tomorrow. I'll make it tomorrow. And if today is not Yontif, I'm making the Erev Tchumim right now. So Givaldik. So he does it twice. Mini achodem eruv tavshilim yontov l'chaveroi. Oh my Rava, sorry. Mini achodem eruv tchumim yontov l'chaveroi masna. He makes it time. Points out Rashi, the only tnai you need on a yontif, Erev Tavshilin, is the first day. Thursday makes a tnai, and he says, listen, if today is yontif, ignore what I'm doing. I'm not doing it. And if it's not yontif, I'm making an Erev Tavshilin. But on the second day, he already, that's it. So if it's yontif, he already made it yesterday. If it's not yontif, he's allowed to cook today. He doesn't have to make that deal. Man domar eruv tchumen. So we have Rav Chiya bar Rashi in the name of Rav. So you have Rav and Rava. Rav says he can make eruv tchumen. Rava says he can make eruv tavshilin. Says the Gemara, Rav who says domar eruv tchumen, kachkin eruv tavshilin. Eruv tchumen is much more chamor, as we'll see. So certainly eruv tavshilin. Man, Dama Rava who says Eruv Tavshilin, Avle Eruv Tchumen Loi. Rava only says you could do Eruv Tavshilin. to allow you to cook, to eat. It's easier than walking outside of the tchum on Shabbos. My time, the lemiknes shvisa b'shapsaloi. Over here, the word shapsa, says Rashi, does not mean Shabbos, it means yontif. And we don't allow you to take up a new residence on yontif. That's illegal. Tana Rabbanan, ein oifin mi yontif l'chaveiroi. Rabbosai, la'alacha. One day of yontif to another day of yontif, you cannot prepare. You can't bake bread on the first day of yontif for the second day of yontif. You can't bring wine out of your cellar for the second day. You cannot prepare. You can't do things. You can't set the table on the first day for the second day. Bemis Amru, which is the lashon of Tzalacha Moshe Sinai, and this is a sugya of Ribu Bishurim, the famous Ribu Bishurim, to add food on Yontif as you're cooking for the next day. So what do? Mimala isho kolak dera basar. You fill up a whole pot of meat. All she needs is one piece. Mimala nachtim chavish al mayim afapish enu tzorich el likito nechad. If you're a baker, fill up a whole barrel of water, even though you only need one cupful. Avale efois enu oifa el mashet tzorich loy. But when it comes to bread, each bread is an individual bread. You have to remove each bread out of the oven individually. To put it in, take it out. So you can't, there's no, when it comes to bread, there's no ribu bishurim. It's not like just another pot. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, mimala isha kolatanor pas, mipnei shapas nefas yofa bizman shatanor malei. So, says Reb Shimon ben Elazar, if you have an oven like this, in those days they used to put the breads right up against the wall of the oven. So the smaller the oven and the more the breads, the better they bake. It takes up less room, there's less air, and the breads bake better. Now if you have a large oven, so mimela what? Not so much in this case, I don't know if this would make a difference, more or less bread. Pretend that these are bigger breads and smaller oven. Then the bread, the extra bread that you put in, helps the cooking for yontif, so that's okay. Seems like if it's a larger oven, it wouldn't be okay. Mimala isha, the Rishonim Medayik, isha, it's because this woman, not a baker that has a massive oven, this woman has a small oven, and that's the only way it's mutter. What? Nothing. Oh, that guy again. Mibnei Shabbas Nefas Yofi Bisman Shatanu Mole. Omar Rava. I didn't make a bracha yet. Sorry, guys. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehyeh Bidvaroi. Omar Rava. Halacha Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. So it comes out like this. Because he says, Mimali Isha Tanur. When it's one motion, not like bread that's many motions, one motion, and you increase the quality of the food you're making, when you put in more meat into the chont, what happens? The chont becomes better. If you put another bread into the oven, what happens? If it's a small oven, the other breads bake better. If it's a large oven and you put a bread in, it doesn't do anything. So you're not allowed to. So you have to have these conditions. You have to have that it makes the food better, and it's only one motion. Fine. Question. If you forget to put an Erev Tavshilin, who Nesar or Kimcha Nesar? Is his flour Aser? We'll see in a second what that means. Maybe the Iser for him to bake is on him, but not on the food. Is he mechuyev to give over the flour to the guys that are helping him out? They're going to take his food and they're going to make it for him because he can't make food because he doesn't have Eruv. Does he have to give it to them? Does he have to be makna or not? You're allowed to carry.
What's the problem?
He didn't make an Eruv tafshilin. So he's usher to bake now. Now, if he, is he usher to bake, all his belongings are usher? Is it like a knas? He can't touch any of his food? Or no, he's just not allowed to bake, but his product in his closet is okay. What's the difference?
If you can't bake, why is this stuff not
possible? What?
You can't use it, it has no use.
No, somebody else could. You mean if nobody else could?
But if somebody came to him and wanted to borrow a cup of sugar,
yeah. Okay, so let's see. La kenu yakim chalacherim. He's saying, no, he's just saying a thing that if you can't use it, let's say it's a frozen piece of meat, and this food is it's also for him to bake, it's also for anybody to bake, then it would be mukta maybe. Does he have to give it over to the other guy? If Nesar means in the over here that he would have to give it over to them and it should be theirs. If you say that it doesn't become asr, so what's that halach? If you didn't put down an erev tavshilin, you can't bake, you can't cook, and you can't even cover the food to keep the heat in. Hatmana. Can't do it for yourself, can't do it for others. So it says mefurish over here that others. So no one could bake for him. They can't take his stuff and bake. So what do? So you see from here that you do have to be maknet. You have to be mezaket to the other guy. And only then they could bake it for you. Ovar va'ofa mai. The guy, he wanted to be over. Yeah? Shas is full of these guys. What happens if the guy decided? That's it. He's, I don't care. I don't want to do it. I forgot my erev. I'm going to cook anyways. I need it. My kids are not going to have a steak. He does it anyway. Yeah. The same guy that sprinkles the blood above the red line on Yom Kippur because that's what he feels like doing. Why kacha? It's just a... There's never a guy like that. But theoretically, what happens if there is? Ovar va'ofa mai. So he went from Yontif to Shabbos. He was supposed to have Erev Tavshilin. He didn't make one. Now what? Toshma. Mishloi niyach Eruv Tavshilin ketzidu oisa. If a person forgot, what does he do? Makne kim galachem, we just said. V'achem oivin loim v'vashem loim. Other people do it for him, turning to Daf Yudzayin on Beis. V'yisa. Listen to Yovar v'afu mutter. Shouldn't it say a much better case? Forget about a guy that forgot. A guy that did it on purpose should be able to eat it. Obviously, it's not motor to eat. Sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group, for all those who need Shidduchim and Fuzi Shuas, please join us at Tehillim.imindaf.com. Sponsored by Natan Koshnud. Yeah, how do you pronounce? Koshnud, you don't know. You're his friend, you don't know. Okay, so how should I know? For schus for my children, I call Ben Dvaira and Yisrael Yaakov Ben Dvaira that they should be both do well in Yisrael. Have a cheshik v'toira, mitzvahs in Yerushalayim. He moved here for that purpose. Spoke to him in Los Angeles. Wants his kids to have cheshik and Torah, Yerushalayim. V'yisa.
Kashanud.
Oh, Kashanud. Okay, Hashem doesn't care about the last name. He cares about Ayikolov ben Dvaira. V'yisa, listening, fine. Omer Rav Adabar Masno. No right from here. Tana Takanta de Torah Katani. Why do you expect the Bryce to say, oh, and if a guy was over at Isser, he's allowed to eat it? The Bryce is talking about people that want to be Mekayim the Torah, not people that are Rishayim and go against the Torah. Tekanti disur like a tani. Tashma, mishaniach eruv tavshilin, hareza oifel mevashalu matmin. If you do place the eruv tavshilin, you can bake, you can cook, and you can do atmana. Bimratza lechal asei ruvai, harshus biyadai. Once he's done, he could eat up his eruv. Acholoy atchaloy ofa. It's gishmak, no? That hard boiled egg. Everybody wants to eat that. Acholoy atchaloy ofa. If he ate the eruv tavshilin before he was able to bake, atchaloy hitmin, hareza lo yoifa. I guess it says it's supposed to be here. Loi vashel, loi vashel, loi yatmin, loi loi, veloi lachem. Not for him and not for others. Veloi achem, loi vashem loi. I'm a vashel li yontiv, vim hoiser hoiser l'shabbos. If he wants, he can be vashel for yontiv, and if he has left over, he eats it on Shabbos. Vavashel li yarim. You're not allowed to do any trickery. Vim herim, asur. So it says like this. If you shouldn't do any trickery. Don't do trickery. So what's the obvious conclusion? You're not allowed to do trickery. In other words, I have a heder to cook now. I have a pot. Don't do trickery and make a whole pot. But what if I didn't do trickery? I just put the whole pot on. I wasn't allowed to do even half a pot. Of course that's aser. Even the second half is aser. It's trickery you're not allowed to do. So of course I can't start from scratch and put it on. No? What's worse? Trickery or being over complete iser? Of course, being over complete iser. Wrong. Trickery is worse than being over a real iser. Or Ravashi, Aroma Kamris. Shani Aroma. Dachmiru Barabonat Tfeim Emezid. It's worse to do trickery than to do amazed. For this, we need to see amazing Rashi. Shani Aroma. You see Rashi? One third down, one quarter down, 20% down. Shani Aroma. Lo Oilom. You can't bring in a right from trickery. The Shani Aroma amazed, it's different. We could say that Chacham said we have to be more machmir and punish a guy that does trickery than amazed. The amazed rushu lava divrei chachamim vein acherim lemeidim imenu. Nobody is going to imitate him. They know that guy's a Rasha. What? A guy drives on Shabbos. I'm going to start driving on Shabbos? No. V'atzmoi mesim liboy v'shov. I love this line. The guy himself, this Rasha guy, that Rashi calls him Rasha, he's going to do tshuva himself. Which reminds me of a great story. I probably said it a week ago. There's a Gevaldika book, Just Love Them. Right? You go in America, about Rabbi Trank. You go in America, there's tons of bumper stickers that say MDY in it. I mean, Rabbi Trank. Rabbi Trank, it says, just love them, just love them. You don't even have to start the book. The first story in the book, basically, is one of my favorite stories. I'm not a big reader, but this book touched me. Because this whole Mahal Chachinuch, great guy. So, it's not even about Rabbi Trank, the story, and it's one of the best stories in the book. The story is that a guy, there was a kid in a camp. When did I say the story? I didn't say it? There's a guy in camp. Avi, tell me the truth. When did I say it?
Just keep telling the story.
I need to know when I said it.
I
didn't hear the story. Oh. There's a kid in camp. A kid in camp, in his bunk, flips on the switch on Shabbos. And he starts laughing. So, of course, the kids tell the counselors. So, once the Shabbos, they call the kid into the office. Basically, to tell him that he should pack his bags and leave. And as the kid is walking in, the head counselor remembers that they just had a hesped on Rabbi Trank. And he thought to himself, what would Rabbi Trank do in this situation? He just had a moment of inspiration. So he tells the kid, he goes, right, you flipped on the switch by mistake? So he said, yeah. And right, you laughed because you're just embarrassed? He's like, yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, go back to your bunk. So the kid goes back to the bunk. And then he makes a 180 and he comes back. He says, Rebbe, when can we learn Hilchas Shabbos? And I forgot the end of the story. There's another piece that a woman... No. That's the main part of the story. But there's another piece that a woman told another lady the story. A woman said, you're not going to believe the story. Another says, she goes, you heard this crazy maisa that happened in camp? And the woman goes, it was my son. But there's a little something else. Okay, fine. So Rashi says, look at this. I didn't say the story yet. Wow, the Shmack story. What would I say? I wouldn't say anything. Poof, right in the face. Nah, I don't know. I'm not very good at that. He himself, the kid himself, is going to chap that he made a mistake and he's going to do tshuva, but no, he's going to learn from him. Continues Rashi. But if a guy does trickery, he's not going to do tshuva because he's tricking himself. He thinks, oh, he's moira heter. It's a little, I added a little bit. The worst part is other people watch him and they say, oh, let's do the same thing. I saw Shlomo Zalman putting in a little bit more, you can do it. No, you can't do it. So Chacham made a big A big zach. Okay, fine. Bottom line is, let me ask you a question. What would you say if a bunch of Israelis are on a plane flying on Pesach night? Mamish, they go to the airport on Pesach night, they fly, and they want to eat matzah on the plane. They want to do a seder. Could the caterer give them matzah? Could he provide them matzah? What are you tying up? Harama, because the mazid. Kids are liyasha passing, you're not allowed to give them tzchil Hashem. That they know that a frum guy is providing them matzahs, even though they're mechal Shabbos, mechal. It's a big neder. Fine. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Gomar. Homani, Chanani, Valib de Bishami. This bride is somebody else. Don't worry about this bride. The Sanyo, Chanani Oimer, Bishami Oimrim. Enoifin, Elam Kain, Erev Bepas, Vimivashim, Elam Kain, Erev Betavshil. Listen to Bishami. He's Machmer. He says, the Talmid of Bishami, they say, you need a bunch of different Eruvim. If you plan on baking and cooking, you need two types. Two. So they're very Machmer. And if you want to do Atmana, bury it, you have to have something there before Yontav. What does it have to do with our sugya? So Rashi says, the braisa that asers food through trickery, it goes according to Bishamai, they're very machmer. You see, they're very machmer. Another thing to the machmer over here as well. By the way, real quickly, how do we make Erev Tavshilim, Rabbi Yisai? Bottom line. So everybody does a thing, a matzah and an egg. So it's not so poshut. I mean, I see it everywhere, but why? According to what we just came out with, comes out, should have like a meat, something that you smear on bread, malafis, like we had yesterday, and something that you would have on the Shabbos and a Yontif. And I hate to say this, you know what comes to mind? What fits all these three categories? Something that you smear on bread, something that you eat only on Shabbos. Stefanski's, baby, Jonathan Stefanski, chopped liver. Who eats chopped liver during the week? Nobody. And if you do, I rise from the shir right now. You're not here. It's like eating gefilte fish on a Tuesday. You cannot do it. It's awesome. Nobody. You eat gefilte fish?
Leftovers.
Oh, never. Never is good. Never and svardim is good.
Leftovers.
There's no leftovers with the gefilte fish and chopped liver, okay?
What do you do with
the chopped liver? You throw it at him. What do you do with it? It's awesome to eat. What do you do with it? You give it to the dog. Fine.
It's not.
Go weiter. What do you do with the leftovers? So that's why you're over and you eat it on a Sunday? Because of this?
That was brought to you by
Milmar. Nah, bring rice for Shabbos. Yeah, what? Oh, very good kasha. Very good kasha. He's asking, if we pass in the all you need is one tafshil, why we do bread is for the afia, like Bishami say. So, because if you look over here in Taisus, the Rabbeinu Tam says that we should be machmer like him. Nobody holds like the Rabbeinu Tam really, but to be super, super machmer, but it's a very good point. Taisus over here, Omar, Rav, Elchase, Ketana, Didan, right over here, Taisus, sticks in the Rabbeinu Tam, look over there. Fine. Mukhayra, that's the halacha. The halacha is like, we always pass like Mesilo, one is enough for everything, one tafshil. One egg is enough for baking also, but for whatever reason, we are machmer like, you know, like in Brachas, he said, if you're machmer like Bishamai, no, you could die for doing it. A lion came and ate that guy up because he was machmer like Bishamai. Nah, I'm asking for his Bishabas. Okay, I didn't bring the chart. No need. We already know about Peh. But if you have a bunch of fruit, you have to take Trumas and Maestras. You cannot do it on Shabbos. Why? Because it's Misakimana. You're not allowed to fix things on Shabbos. Bishoygi Yoichal. But if you did it by mistake, because it's only Isidur Rabbanan, you could eat it. Bimezid lo Yoichal. So you see from over here that if you do it on your oiver, on Rabbanan, b'mezit, lo yachal, you're not allowed to. Le'tzricha, this le'perach, rinei. Okay, not a raya. You could be doicha, I can say that. This case is talking about he has a lot of other fruit. It's not going to ruin his Shabbos. But over here, it's going to ruin his yontif if you don't allow him to eat. Toshma, hamad v'kelov, b'shabbos, you take a kli, and you put it in the mikvah, b'shoy yishtamish b'hem. B'mezit, lo yishtamish b'hem. I'm not going to tell you about the ma'isa of the guy during Corona. He went to be toivel his kelim, and now came a chassid jumping out of the kelim mikvah. And it's on video, and somebody sent me the video. I'm not going to tell you the whole story. What? Ask Mayor Koenig, he has it. I erased it immediately. It wasn't so tznius. I'm saying it wasn't a joke. It was like the real thing. The guy's like, whoa, you, you toil Caleb in this little thing? Anichab. Okay. Show you fine. It says over here that if you're toivel a kli on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it. Again, you're fixing the kli. And it says you're not allowed to use it. So you too, if you cooked food on Yontif against the rules, you're not allowed to use it. No, again, same doichag, maybe he's talking about a case. He has a lot of other kalim. But food, you don't have. They were tight then. In Ami Avshim Shela, you could borrow, but you can't borrow food. Nobody has extra food for you. You can borrow a kli. Tashma, Ami Avshim Shabbos, b'shogi yoichal, b'meizit lo yoichal. Maybe I can bring a raya from Shabbos that if you eat, if you cook, b'meizid, you're not allowed to eat. So too on Yontif. No, what's the connection? Isur, the Shabbos, Shani. Shabbos is a deraisa. We're talking about the Erev Tavshilim, which is the Rabbah. Beishamay yoyrim shnei tavshilim masnis in the loy kaitano. Beishamay say you need two different types of food. The sanyo, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, more than beishamay beisilah shnei tavshilim shitzarech. Over here it says mefurish, not like that. Over here they're learning that beisilahs also say you need two. So then what's the machlag between Beisil and Beishamay? Aman nechliku. Adagu beizah shalav. Schnitzel fish. Or fish and fries, whatever it's called. Fish and chips. Yeah, fish and chips. Shemishamay yoyrim shnei tavshilim. Beisil loyrim. Now, how would you just read these words over here? Shebishamay oimrim shnei tavshilim. So Rashi explains different than what you would read. And Rashi says, Shamay hold that it's considered one food. In other words, shnei tavshilim, you need another one. Not shnei tavshilim. This is two tavshilim. That's how I read it. That's how I understood it until I saw Rashi. No, it's considered one because the batter is butl and tuffle to the fish. And therefore, you need another one. It's considered two. Over here, you understand it's reverse. Tavshalechod means it's considered two. You took ayim tzvibel, tzvibim dayer, whatever you want to call it. And you put it inside, you smash the egg and you put it inside the fish's mouth. You take some leek, yum. Mush it all up and put it inside the fish's mouth. You know that gishmaka fish that we have on Rosh Hashanah night? That shehein shnei tavshilin. It's considered two. Why? Obviously, it's ayim tzvibel. Actually, ayim tzvibel is three probably. Because tzvibel is it's onions and a little egg. Fine. We just went through this what the halach is, and now one more line. Achol yeshav that raises leivashul olav. Omer abaya naktinim. Hitchol beiso beisosoi. If you start doing dough, v'necha le'eruvay, and afterwards you missed up, somebody took your eruv, goymer. Machlokes are showing exactly what this means. Are you allowed to finish all the malachos of Shabbos or just to finish up the bread? But at least the bread, we know for sure, according to everybody, if you start, you're allowed to finish. Have a wonderful day.